Namaste, yogis. It's Adrienne with How Yoga Changed My Life, a podcast. I'm really excited about today's episode. Nicole's interview was so inspiring. The way that she talked about her spirituality and her yoga practice and how it's helped her not only overcome addiction, but really ground in who she is and her unique gifts that she's here for. I loved how she talked about the pull of spirituality up and her yogic practice helping her ground into her physical body. It made me think about two different breathwork practices that balance both your lunar energy and your solar energy. That's what we're going to do today. But before we begin, let me tell you a little bit about pranayama. For those of you who are first listening, pranayama is a breathwork exercise. Prana is your life force energy, and your life force energy rides the wave of your breath. So if you think about times where you've been running, you may feel this shallow breathing, this short chest breathing. It's also a breath that you may feel when you get anxious or bothered. Sometimes you get this when we have anxiety or stress in our lives and we feel that we can't take a deep breath. And then the opposite of that upper quadrant, that chest breathing, that panicky breath, is this deep belly breath where you're breathing deep into your belly and you're using all the quadrants of your lungs. So in pranayama practices, you can do these two that I'm introducing you today. You can practice these separately or together. In fact, I invite you to pause between, notice how you feel, maybe even write down a few of your thoughts and observations, and then come back for the second practice. What's cool about the two practices I'm going to introduce today is that chanting is incorporated as a way to focus your mind and enhance the meditative aspect of this practice. Now, the chanting is done mentally, and you use certain syllables or a mantra that corresponds to the qualities or the intentions associated with each breath. When you incorporate chanting or mental chanting, you're able to quiet your mind and enhance your concentration. The rhythmic repetition of the syllables or the mantras that you say can serve as a form of self-expression as well, and even draw you into a deeper awareness of your breath and how it affects your mind and your body. So if you're in your car driving, pause this episode. Come back to it when you're someplace where you can sit quietly and still for just a few moments. But I do encourage you to come back to this episode. So let's begin with the Surya breath. In the Surya breath, the mental chanting involves repeating the syllables so during your inhale and hum during your exhale. So is associated with the sun, and it's believed to help energize your body and your mind. And then the syllable hum is associated with the sound of the breath and can symbolize purification and release. So take a few moments, find yourself a comfortable seat where you can sit up tall, close your eyes. Begin to notice your breath. Just notice it. Become a witness of your breath. There's no need to try and manipulate or change it. No judgment. Just witness your body being breathed. Breathe in big through your nose. Fill up your belly, your ribs, your heart, your throat. Open your mouth and release all your air backwards from your throat to your heart, to your ribs, deep into your belly. Take a few more rounds of these long, slow, mindful breaths. Connect yourself to the present moment. And just like Nicole said, let your breath be noisier than your thoughts. And let's begin. So close your left nostril with your left ring finger. Inhale deeply through your right nostril. Mentally chant, so. After you've inhaled fully, release your left nostril and close your right nostril with your right thumb. Exhale slowly and completely through your left nostril, chanting hum. Close your left nostril with your left ring finger. Inhale deeply through your right nostril, so. Release your left nostril and close your right nostril with your right thumb. Exhale slowly and completely, hum. Inhale through your right, so. Exhale slowly and completely through your left nostril, hum. Repeat this process for several more rounds and focus on the sensation of warmth and energy as you breathe in through your right nostril, so, and exhale through your left, hum. When you're finished, rest both your hands down on the top of your legs, your knees, and take a few moments to observe any changes in your breath and your energy levels. Now we'll move on to Chandra Pranayama, or the moon pranayama. And during this practice, mental chanting involves repeating the word Chandra during your inhale and Om during your exhale. Chandra represents the moon, which symbolizes coolness, calmness, and openness. This breath is believed to have a soothing and grounding effect on your mind. Om is a sacred sound in many religions that represents the universal consciousness or the sound of everything. So let's begin our Chandra Pranayama practice. Sit comfortably with your spine straight and your shoulders relaxed. Breathe in through your nose, fill up your belly, your ribs, your heart, your throat, hold it at the top. Exhale everything out from your throat to your heart, to your ribs, deep into your belly, and push more air out at the bottom. Follow a few of those deep, mindful, big breaths until you feel ready to begin. With your Chandra Pranayama, we'll start by closing your right nostril with your right thumb. Inhale deeply through your left nostril. Chandra. After inhaling fully, release your right nostril and close your left nostril with your left ring finger. Exhale slowly and completely through your right nostril. Om. Inhale deeply through your left nostril. Chandra. Exhale slowly through your right nostril. Om. Inhale. Chandra. Exhale, Om. Continue this practice for a few more rounds and focus on the sensation of coolness and calmness. After you've done a few more rounds and you're ready, release your hands down to the top of your thighs or your kneecaps and take a few moments to notice any feelings of relaxation and peace in your body and your mind. Committing to breathwork exercises can really change the way that you approach life and yourself. When you take time to sit and breathe and be with your breath, be with your body, you will be able to handle so much more in life. Mia and I are so grateful to be able to share our love of yoga with you If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, someone who may need a little yoga in their life. Thanks for spending this time with me today, yogis. Until next week.